There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello, everybody, and hope you had a wonderful holiday season. It is the third day of 2026, and today, for the first podcast, mini podcast, I guess we could call it, of this new year, I wanted to discuss the big news, or big event that happened recently, which is that Netflix has pretty much all of the WWE pay-per-views on their streaming service. Of course, everyone internationally had, you know, when the deal with Netflix was made and all that, Canada, Europe, Asia, all those countries, basically, all the pay-per-views got transferred there. U.S., we still had Peacock. The contract with Peacock ran out. It ended. And now it is official on Netflix is where we go. And there was a press release that Netflix issued on New Year's Day, and I will read it to you. Netflix refreshes collection of archived WWE titles for 2026 with updates and new releases. Over 50 archived titles for Raw and other premium events are streaming on Netflix US for New Year's Day. Happy New Year, wrestling fans! Netflix is ringing in 2026 with a massive expansion of its WWE archive library. Following the arrival of Raw last year, the streamer has just unlocked the vault on decades of pay-per-view history and premium live events. Continues to say, while some of these count as updates, many are now streaming on Netflix US for the first time. Some of the newer titles also sport Netflix original branding. Netflix splits each annual event into different seasons, with the archive now stretching back to the 1980s. While modern fans will be happy to see recent hits like Money in the Bank and Crown Jewel, nostalgic viewers are the real winners today. The drop includes significant chunks of the Attitude Era and Ruthless Aggression Era, including TVMA content that fans have been waiting for. And then it goes into what they have. And the first one is just a slap to the face. I have to read this. It's just a slap to the face. The Big Three, the pillars of the WWE calendar, are now available to stream. You can now binge 41 seasons of WrestleMania, 38 seasons of SummerSlam, and 38 seasons of Survivor Series. Then it goes on to the next sentence and then a couple other paragraphs. And then it gives the full list. What a slap in the face. The Big Three. Really? It's okay, if you're going to call it the Big Three, switch Survivor Series with the Royal Rumble. But it is the Big Four. Okay, so I did look on New Year's Day. I went to my Netflix account. And because it had, you know, like, I got up, New Year's Day, and there were people posting it, and I was like, I wonder if this is true. So I went, I just typed in WWE, and then boom, there were a lot of different, you know, like events and pay-per-views that were there. And just as it says on Netflix, they are splitting the seasons, and they are there. The thing that I really feel is important to say right off the bat is if you are looking for WCW pay-per-views or ECW pay-per-views, you are not going to find them on Netflix. I'm going to tell you that right now. And there's a lot of different thoughts that I have going through all this. The first of which is I'm glad they're off Peacock. I just am. Because if you didn't have the no ad like plan on Netflix, then, you know, after a match, like let's say you're watching an old pay-per-view and, you know, gets to the next part, you have to deal with an ad. You have to deal with an ad. So I'm glad that's gone. One of the things, it's a small issue that I have, and I'm hoping maybe Netflix and WWE will work on this to get this right, is the thumbnail of the shows. Because I went, looked them up New Year's Day, like I said, and each one is a picture of something happening during that event. No, give me the poster. Give me the original poster of the pay-per-view or the special or whatever, you know, whatever you want to call it. Give me that. I don't want a thumbnail of, you know, say like the third match on a random pay-per-view that means nothing to me. Give me that. I want a thumbnail. That's what I want first and foremost. So I want to go back to WCW and ECW because, as I said a moment ago, they are not on Netflix. It is only WWE pay-per-view events. The last year or so, if you've been living under a rock, WWE, they've created multiple channels on YouTube. WWE Vault, which is a wonderful channel. My gosh, if you haven't been on WWE Vault, you need to. It's a fantastic channel. But they also created channels for WCW and ECW. And I'll be honest, my original mindset when it got closer and closer to the deal with Peacock coming to an end was everything's going to go to Netflix or YouTube. I mean, like the pay-per-views are going to be on YouTube, you know, and there you would have to deal with the ads, but it's not after every match. So that would have been a bit better, but I just thought, you know, there was no announcement of a deal at the time. And I thought, okay, maybe this all ends up on YouTube because they've been putting up a lot of pay-per-views, a lot of specials like Clash of Champions from WCW's on there, Thunder, Nitro, and ECW. I think they've been putting up like the weekly shows. I'll have to double check on that. But I thought for certain, like everything was just going to YouTube, which would have been fine. I think YouTube would have been fine because the shows would have been for free. You just had to go through the advertisements, like I said. What I see happening with the WCW and the ECW content is that they're just going to be on YouTube. I really don't think in today's market that Netflix would want to put WCW content on their streaming service and would definitely not want to put ECW content on their service just based on, you know, the violence of ECW. But that's just me. Or that's just what I think it would be. I think putting only the WWE pay-per-views on Netflix, the archived pay-per-views, actually I think is a smart move on WWE's part. Because this is a good way for the older fans, you know, that maybe didn't have Peacock and want to relive watching these shows again. This would be a good way to get that audience back. What's going to be interesting, and one thing I want to point out is, and I'm going to scroll down this list real quickly, they have WrestlePalooza listed, WWE WrestlePalooza listed being on Netflix. So my question is, how long will the pay-per-views that air on ESPN be on ESPN before they go to Netflix? That's an interesting question. I'm not sure if anyone has thought of that, but that would be an interesting question to get an answer to. Like, how long, you know, is it a few weeks? Is it a month? Is it 2 months? You know, how long is it? Because we know when the pay-per-views air live in the U.S. and throughout, well, yeah, in the U.S., it's ESPN Plus that has the rights to it. So I'm interested to know about that. The loser in this are the fans that want to watch the different content. And this was a problem that WWE had with WWE Network a long time ago. Like, you have Florida, you have AWA, you've got Smoky Mountain Wrestling, you've got Mid-South Wrestling. What do you do with that footage, that library? Like, what do you do? Like, are you going to create a channel for each of them and be it on YouTube? Because not every one of them is going to be a winner. Plus, I don't think they've touched everything in their archives of those different territories, of those different promotions. I really don't think they have. And, you know, there could be gems there. Like, one of the things that was great was when they found the footage of the Buzz Sawyer-Tommy Rich match, the last battle of Atlanta, many years ago. Like, when are we going to get that footage? Or World Class, for that matter. When are we going to get a channel for World Class on YouTube? Because I think that's going to be the only place you could watch it. And I'll be honest, I've been on a kick the last several months watching Mid-South Wrestling on YouTube, and it's been really fun to watch. So, you know, are you going to create a channel for each of those? And then you had so many episodes of Primetime up. You were putting up countless episodes of Superstars up. Wrestling Challenge was up. Are you going to get all those onto the WWE Vault? That's another question. You know, like, you have all this footage. You just can't leave it there in the vault. Keep it there. It's kind of like the Disney Vault, you know? It's like, oh, once it's gone into the vault, it'll never come out for X number of years. This is kind of where I'm kind of making the comparison. The WWE Vault is wrestling's equivalent to the Disney Vault, you know, back in the day when they used to put out those old movies on videotape. Like, oh, if you don't get this tape, if you don't get this movie, it won't be out for many years. So I asked on our Facebook group people's thoughts, opinions on Netflix. We got a couple of comments. Jason Burke wrote, "I'm sad about it because I know that comes with censorship, disorganization, and slow bleeding of the content. I know it's old news, but I really miss the network. Thank God for physical media." Absolutely. Dude, physical media is just fantastic. It really is. And then Tony Watson wrote, "I wasn't sure if it was all of them, but I will be referring to watching them." Obviously, for review purposes, I'm going to be watching these on Netflix just to see how they are. Like, does Netflix do anything different than Peacock did, which really wasn't that much? And if they do different from what the WWE Network originally was 12 years ago, or close to 12 years ago. So I'm very curious. I'm very interested to see how this goes. I don't think we're ever going to get numbers as far as how many views of this pay-per-view or that pay-per-view. Like, I had a friend of mine, Ernesto, because we talked about it a couple of days ago, and he asked me, you know, what should I watch on Netflix? And at first he wanted to watch a Royal Rumble, so I suggested the 90 Rumble, and then he changed his mind to watch another show. But no, I'm interested to see how this is. I know I'm going to be reviewing a Royal Rumble at some point, more than likely on the DK and Bill Wrestling podcast, but I optimistically, I feel better that the content is on Netflix than Peacock, because Netflix is an established name. With Peacock, it's like, oh, cool, NBC has a streaming service. And really, the only reason to have gotten Peacock was for the WWE. I'm probably going to keep Peacock for a little bit longer because of the Winter Olympics right around the corner and possibly Sunday Night Baseball, when there are weeks where maybe I want to watch the Sunday night game, but they're not going to air on NBC. Other than that, there's really no reason to keep Peacock. However, and I'm glad I found this before I got on and started to record, Mike Johnson of PW Insider yesterday put up what is currently available on Peacock that is any WWE property. Like, what footage is there? I have the list. So here is what is currently up on Peacock that is still WWE. The most recent Saturday night's main event, the Cena retirement. The November Saturday night's main event, in Spanish. SmackDown episode archives. A lot of NXT pay-per-views. The Peacock original series, Evil. The WrestleMania 9 documentary, which actually I'm glad that's still up. The best of Saturday night's main event. ECW Hostile City Showdown 1995 and 96, ECW One Night Stand 2005-2006, Evolution 2018, the WrestleMania 40 kickoff, which I don't even know why you would have that still on there. Anyway, but that's it. A very important thing to note is that WWE's main menu on Peacock is gone. It's no longer featured. It's no longer a featured brand. If you want to find these, you have to go on the search bar and find them. That's it. Yeah, that is how you're going to find them. You got to go on the search bar, type it in, or say it into your little microphone, and that's it. That's how you do it. So, like I said, I'm optimistic about WWE's pay-per-view library on Netflix. Doesn't mean it's going to be good, but it also doesn't mean it's going to be bad. We will have to wait and see how things are, and hopefully they turn out good. Hopefully. Thank you guys for tuning in for my thoughts on the pay-per-views going to Netflix, the archived pay-per-views, and where I think all the other content's going to go. You know, I really think it's going to stay on YouTube. I think a lot of it's going to go on YouTube. WWE may have to make more channels. I don't know, but we'll just have to wait and see. Join the Facebook group, That Wrestling Show Fan Group. That's all you do. Type it in. You're there. Or you can copy the link in the description and paste it into your browser, and then you can join that way. Thank you guys for tuning in to this. Hope you guys are having a wonderful start to your new year, and I'll talk to you all again real soon.